Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kidgerina. It's Wednesday, April 30. In Squiz Kids Today, it's lights out in Spain, a very expensive splash, Lego turns a turtle turbo, and an eye-popping achievement. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
What do you think's worse, a traffic jam, a cancelled train, or getting stuck in a lift when the lights go out? If you're scared of the dark, or even if you just like Wi-Fi, spare a thought for the millions of people caught up in a huge power outage across Spain and Portugal on Monday. Even though it was daytime, plenty of unlucky people trapped in elevators, tunnels, and indoor spaces were suddenly plunged into pitch blackness. Hospitals flicked over to backup generators, trains came to a grinding halt, cities gridlocked, and over 50 million people were told to head home, many of them on foot. Even the Madrid Open tennis tournament was thrown into chaos, with Australia's Alex Diminor preparing to take the court when everything went dark. It all started just after 12:30 p.m. local time when Spain's electricity network collapsed. A massive drop in power in just 5 seconds caused Spain's grid to disconnect from France's, triggering a blackout. And while investigators say it doesn't look like sabotage or a cyber attack, no one was quite sure what caused the initial power loss. But by Monday night, the lights were coming back on, and the crowds went wild.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the Red Sea in the Middle East, where a very expensive splash is making headlines. Now, you might already know, but an aircraft carrier is a giant ship that acts like a floating airport for fighter jets. And earlier this week, a US Navy jet rolled right off one and sunk into the sea. It happened aboard the USS Harry S. Truman as sailors were towing an F-A-18 Super Hornet, think the jet that Tom Cruise flew in the 2022 Top Gun movie, into position. Something went wrong and both the jet and the small towing tractor slid right off the deck. One sailor had to leap from the cockpit and another from the tractor. Thankfully, though, there was only one minor injury. Now, the jet is worth about 93 million Aussie dollars. Ouch! And with it now resting at the bottom of the Red Sea, it's unlikely to ever be recovered. I wonder how you explain that one to your boss.
Animal Kingdom.
Okay, so not every turtle gets to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but one clever wood turtle in Canada is proving that he's just as rad. 20-year-old Root the Turtle is a new resident at a natural history museum in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And no one knows exactly how it happened, but Root is missing his right front foot. But even one foot down, this tenacious turtle loves to take a daily stroll around the museum. But staff noticed that he was scraping his bottom shell on the floor and damaging it. So, after a Lego exhibit at the museum late last year, they came up with a brilliant plan to build him a tiny skateboard out of, you guessed it, Lego. The staff clipped it on with a tiny dog harness, and now Root cruises around like a pro. First day, he zoomed down a ramp a little faster than expected, but now when he hears the click of his harness, he's off and rolling, exploring the museum and getting plenty of exercise. And yes, of course, there's a link to video in the episode notes. And with his custom ride and speedy moves, Root is fast becoming a real shell-ebrity. Drats, the mum joke buzzer got me again.
Believe it or not.
Maybe you're one of the people that can roll their tongues, or maybe you can wiggle your ears. But have you ever seen someone pop their eyeballs right out of their head? A man from Uruguay, now living in Italy, has broken a Guinness World Record thanks to his unusual party trick of popping his eyes right out of their sockets, almost like a cartoon character. He discovered this talent when he was about 8 years old, and after years of practice, perfected the ability to relax the muscles around his eyes and make them boing forward. Official measurements show his eyeballs can pop out an incredible 19 millimetres out of their sockets. That's about 3/4 of an inch. Enough to earn him the world record for farthest eyeball pop for a male. He says the best part is seeing people's shocked reactions. And honestly, watching it gave me the shivers. There's a link to video in the episode notes, if you dare. A quick message to all the adults listening. There are only 3 sleeps to go before the federal election, which means you don't have much time left to send a message to Canberra that you care about the amount of fake news, unsafe material, and misinformation that kids are being exposed to online. So if you haven't already, make sure you jump on over to our website, squizkids.com.au, to sign our petition and join the 11,000 others who have done it already. Or if you're voting this week and you get chatting to a politician who wants your vote, make sure to tell them how important you think media literacy education is for our kids. They deserve nothing less.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which 2 countries were affected by the blackout we told you about in today's lowdown? That would be Spain and Portugal. Question number two. What device did staff use to clip Root's Lego skateboard to him? Did you say a little dog harness? You are correct. Question number three. How far can our eye-popping world record holder push his eyes out of their socket? And you can tell me in millimetres or inches. Well done if you remembered that it's 19 millimetres or about 3/4 of an inch. Yay!
Shout outs.
It's Wednesday, April 30, Stop Food Waste Day. So when you open your lunchbox today, don't just leave your banana to go brown or your sandwich to go mouldy and grab some chips from the canteen instead. Get that scrummy food in your tummy. Today is also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Marcus from Artarmon, Gavin from Northride, Sarah from Brisbane, James from Forest Lake, Alex from Sydney, and Ollie from South Australia. And a big belated birthday shout out goes to Eleanor from Wingham. Classroom shout-outs today go to Year 5 with Ms. Coursman at Holy Spirit Primary School in Currycurry. Class 4A with Ms. Detot at Trinity College in East Perth. Class 6 Neptune with Mr. Diaz at Chester Hill Primary School. And Class 2B with Mr. Gilbert at Allambie Heights Public School. And if you celebrated a birthday over the recent school holiday break, your shout-out was announced in the Bumper Holiday Quizzes. Have a listen wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.